Mo Brooks on Amnesty, Power Grab Giving Massive Election Advantage to Democrats. By Robert Krajcik on February 3, 2021. President Joe Biden and Democrats seek amnesty for millions of illegal aliens to get electoral advantage, said Representative Mo Brooks, RL, on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Brooks described Democrats' amnesty pursuit as an effort to push the electorate to the left. Past history suggests that in this election, in November, you had anywhere from 900,000 to 1.7 million illegal aliens illegally voting in the American election, he said. There's another study that suggests that this type of voter votes Democrat 80%, Republican 20%, giving Democrats to 60% advantage. What you're seeing with Biden administration is an effort to dilute the votes of current American citizens by bringing in people who are born in other countries, knowing full well that if they can supplant American voters with newly citizenized foreign-born voters, that will be a massive election advantage for Democratic candidates, Brooks added. That's what it's really all about, Brooks determined. Bottom line, the fact that it may cost hundreds of billions of dollars in additional welfare benefits is immaterial to the Biden administration or to the socialists that he represents. The fact that, say, over the last couple of years, roughly 2,000 Americans are dead at the hands of illegal aliens on American soil, no less, that also is not something that the socialists factor into their decision. It's purely a power grab. Listen. Brooks contrasted Democrats' ostensibly public health-based advocacy for lockdowns and shutdowns to reduce COVID-19 transmission with their approach towards border security and immigration. Only in the socialist states like New York and Massachusetts and Illinois and California do you have such a concern with COVID-19 that you are willing to shut down your economy to a much greater degree than in other parts of America, Brooks remarked. If Democrats are going to perceive COVID-19 as that great of a risk that it outweighs the damage done to the economies of these various cities and states around the country, one would think that they would also have a concern about COVID-19 being transmitted into the United States from illegal aliens who illegally cross our borders and into the United States, Brooks said. Unfortunately, the Democrats are anything if not hypocrites. And they won't support border security, because it decreases the power grab that is based on bringing in a lot of foreign individuals who, overall, are much more heavily reliant on welfare benefits than American citizens are, Brooks concluded. Foreigners from south of the U.S.-Mexico border are more likely to vote for the socialist doctrines that the Democratic Party now espouses if given amnesty and citizenship, Brooks noted. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.